الحمد لله، الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: الدعاء ينفع مما نزل ومما لم ينزل، فعليكم عباد الله بالدعاء، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما، اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته. அல்லாஹ் சுப்ஹானஹு வ தஆலா ஹஸ் கிஃப்டட் அஸ் வித் எ வெபன் விச் இஸ் கோல்ட் அத்-துஆ. அவர் பிலவிட் நபி ஸல்லல்லாஹு அலைஹி வ ஆலிஹி வஸல்லம் சேஸ், الدعاء سلاح المؤمن. دعاء is the weapon of a believer. Through dua, a person is able to remove himself from the difficulties that he is in, and he is also through dua able to prevent difficulties coming towards him. Difficulties have yet to come, calamities have yet to befall. Through dua, a person is able to stop those calamities befalling. He is able to stop those calamities coming towards him. Through dua, he is able to construct a wall between himself and the calamities. And due to negligence in this aspect of dua, if calamities have befallen him, if he is surrounded by difficulties, if he has become a victim of anxiety, depression, poverty, sickness, illness, then he is able to remove all these calamities, these difficulties, through the means of dua. Because of this extraordinary power of dua, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam is advising the ummah, فَعَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ بِالدُّعَى. Oh, the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hold fast to dua. Hold fast to dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to follow this command of Allah subhanahu of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, which is full of mercy, full of feeling for the ummah, which is full of affection for the ummah, full of love for the ummah. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was our greatest well-wisher. If he says to us, فَعَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ بِالدُّعَى, he also gives us the reason in this hadith that الدُّعَى يَنْفَعُ مِمَّا نَزَلَ وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَنْزِلْ. Dua benefits a person in those calamities which have befallen him and in those calamities which have not befallen him, which are yet to befall him. Therefore, hold fast to dua, O the servants of Allah. Here he gives the reason for holding fast to dua. But he was so affectionate to us, he was so loving. Our greatest well-wisher, that even if he was not to mention the benefit of holding fast to dua, even if he was not to mention the reason for holding fast to dua, we should have, acknowledging the fact that he is our greatest well-wisher, connected ourselves to this weapon, the dua. So friends, my sisters, my brothers in Islam, my young friends, my elders, let us give importance to dua. What is our behavior as far as dua is concerned? After every further salah, we raise our hands. 50% of us don't say anything. We are just sitting there. The other 50% may say something, but without understanding, without any attention, without any focus towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is one place where we make dua, after salat, after the fard or after completing the salat. The other time when we focus on salah is when a congregational dua is being made. So one person is making dua and we have to say Ameen. Again, 50% are just sitting there. And the other 50%, Ameen, 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 without knowing what the dua, what the meaning of the dua is that is taking place. No, not paying attention. And the third time where we engage in dua is when we are hurt, when we are grieved, when we become desperate. Then we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continually ask for only that one item. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, save me. Oh Allah, oh Allah, remove this difficulty. Oh Allah, remove only one thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us for ibadah. So tilawat is ibadah, dhikr is ibadah, salat is ibadah, abstaining from sins is ibadah, abstaining from haram ibadah, abstaining from makruh tahrimi ibadah, abstaining from makruh tanzihi ibadah, fard ibadah, wajib ibadah, sunnah muakkadah ibadah, sunnah ghair muakkadah ibadah, mustahab ibadah, nafl ibadah, monetary ibadah, verbal ibadah, physical ibadah, ibadah. Regarding dua, what does the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Ad-du'a mukhul ibadah. Dua is the soul of ibadah. Dua is the essence of ibadah. In fact, in another hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah." Dua is in reality the main ibadah. Ad-dua huwa al-ibadah. It is dua that is the real ibadah. Tilawat easy. And when I say easy, in comparison to dua. A person is able to recite Quran for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, half an hour. Salat, in comparison to dua, easy. If a person was given the task of performing 20 rakat, 10 rakat, nafl, he would accomplish the task. If a person was given the task of reciting the Quran for half an hour, he would accomplish the task. If a person was given the task of reciting Salat Alan Nabi for half an hour, he would accomplish the task. Tasbih, he would accomplish the task. Tahmid, he would accomplish the task. But if a person was given the task of making dua for half an hour, he will find it very, very, very difficult. Because ad-du'a mukh al-ibadah, it is the soul of ibadah. And because it is the soul of ibadah, shaitan makes it very, very difficult. So our du'a should come in our lives. Rather, our lives should become du'a. Du'a should not come in our lives. Our lives should become du'a. So in every step we take, we are talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq to say the right thing. Oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq to say what is beneficial for me and for the brothers, for the listeners. Oh Allah, grant me the tawfiq to understand haq and say haq. And oh Allah, save me from understanding something wrong and speaking something wrong. Dua. Oh Allah, make my journey to the masjid easy. Oh Allah, make my ibadah easy. Oh Allah, make my ibadah accepted in your court when we are coming to the masjid. Oh Allah, make my journey to the supermarket easy. Oh Allah, make it easy for me to find what I am searching for. Oh Allah, give me a good deal. Oh Allah, save me from somebody deceiving me. Oh Allah, save me from haram. Oh Allah, save me from sins. Oh Allah, return me safely to my home. Talking to Allah on every step. So first dua needs to come in our lives slowly, slowly, so our whole life will become dua. If we pick up Hisn-e-Haseen, what do we find in Hisn-e-Haseen? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to recite this dua at this time, 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 this dua at this time. His whole life was dua. Before eating this dua, whilst eating this dua, after eating this dua, when leaving the masjid, this dua, when entering the masjid, this dua, in salat, this dua, upon completing the salat, this dua, upon entering the ihram, this dua, after entering the ihram, this dua, upon entering Makkah Mukarrama, this dua, upon getting off from the car, this dua, upon seeing the, upon entering Haram Sharif, this dua, upon seeing Kaaba, this dua, upon starting tawaf, this dua, after starting tawaf, this dua, upon completing the tawaf, this dua, during tawaf, this dua, on Maqam Ibrahim, this dua, on Safa, this dua, whilst drinking Zamzam, this dua, on Marwa, this dua, 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 dua. Now we need to question ourselves, how much dua is there in our lives? So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, we will make this objective of our lives. That dua should come in my life and thereafter my life should become dua. My life should become dua. Why? Because I will benefit from it. الدُّعَى يَنْفَعُ مِمَّا نَزَلَ وَمِمَّا لَمْ يَنْزِلْ. This is one of the benefits of dua. That anything that has already befallen, Allah will remove it. And anything that is to befall, Allah will prevent it. لَا يَرُدُّ الْقَدْرَ إِلَّا الدُّعَى. The only thing that changes the taqdeer is dua. So if something was to befall us, there is only one thing that can change that, dua. Dua will become a barrier. So after every salat, after every fard salat, after carrying out any good amal, even for a little moment, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, always make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After tilawa, after dhikr, after salat, after the fard salat, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, when a person turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after the fard salat, and he asks Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a few things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely accepts at least one prayer after fard salat. At least. It could be two, it could be three, but at least one prayer. Before breaking fast, after performing 2 rakat nafl, after azkar, and sometimes independently, like we perform 2 rakat nafl independently. Zakat has been paid, the duty of zakat has been discharged, but we give nafl, £500, £200, £300. So similarly, just you are just sitting in the masjid, and suddenly raise your hands and ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dua, give it importance. It is a great ibadat. And it brings a person very close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because a person will see something very, very impossible. And his heart and mind will believe that there is nothing that can make a U-turn as far as this item is concerned, except Allah. And he says, oh Allah, make this better for me. Oh Allah, change this situation for me. And suddenly he sees after 2 weeks, the situation is changed. He will find place in his heart for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And his yaqeen in Allah will increase. His belief in Allah will increase. Second time, third time, fourth time, fifth time. And then he will begin to believe 100% that Allah can do anything. And Allah will definitely do. He will become optimistic. And he will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with 100% hope that Allah is definitely going to do this for me. So let us make a firm resolution that inshallah, we will give place to dua in our lives. 15 minutes, 10 minutes before iftar, daily, make dua in the month of Ramadan. Every Friday, 10 minutes, 15 minutes before Maghrib, make dua. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said that there is a very small portion of time every Friday when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala definitely accepts the prayer of the one praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah definitely grants what a believer asks from him. Small portion, a few seconds. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not specify that particular time on Friday. Ulama have given various indications according to their experiences on Friday. the three most reliable opinions in regard to this time. Number one, the time between the two khutbas. When the imam sits down, from then until when the imam gets up from his place. Without raising one's hands, a person should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his heart and the mind and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever he requires. The second opinion, the time from after the khutbah until the imam begins the salat. Again, a few moments. Again, without raising your hands, whilst preparing for salat, whilst getting up from your place, make dua with your heart and mind. And number three, the time before Maghrib. Time before Maghrib. Dua after tahajjud. During the darkness of the night. Dua during auspicious days, auspicious nights, auspicious moments. Dua in auspicious places. Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid, in Hatim, under the Mizab of Rahmat, on Safa, on Marwa, whilst Tawaf, behind Maqam Ibrahim, in Mina, in Muzdalifah, in Arafat, in Masjid Nabawi, in Masjid Aqsa. Let us make a firm resolution that inshallah we will connect ourselves to dua. Rather, we will connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the medium of dua. And solve our problems of this world and the hereafter. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has instructed the ummah that you should ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala everything, everything. The most insignificant and easy thing, ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah, make this easy for me. Oh Allah, make this possible for me. Oh Allah, help me in this regard. So let us embed this command or this request or this appeal or this advice of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fa'alaykum. عباد الله بالدعاء. O the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hold fast to dua. There are three more things which saves a person from calamities. Number one, taqwa. Abstaining from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Tawbah and Istighfar. And number three, Sadaqah. So Taqwa, Tawbah and Istighfar, Sadaqah and Dua. Four shields, four walls of protection, four safeguards. Let us hold fast to Dua, let us hold fast to Taqwa, let us hold fast to Sadaqah, and let us hold fast to Tawbah. An istighfar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasanatan wa qina adhab an-nar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. ربنا اغفر لنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا مصرف القلوب صرف قلوبنا على طاعتك يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب الآخرة اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها، اللهم أصلح لنا شأننا كله، ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين، ولا تنزع منا صالح ما أعطيتنا، اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى، اللهم زيننا بزينة الإيمان، واجعلنا هداة مهتدين، اللهم رب ارحمهما كما ربياني صغيرا، اللهم اجعل حركاتنا وسكناتنا كلها في محبتك وتقواك، ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأهلينا ولمحبينا ولمحسنينا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات، اللهم إنا نسألك من الخير كله ونعوذ بك من الشر كله، ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين، سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين، وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين برحمة.